Hello guys, well you may or may not know the Songkran Festival was on in Thailand. It's kind of a tradition every year, and it's about throwing a little bit of water over somebody and maybe putting some white powder on their face. But of course in Bangkok and Pattaya especially, it's gone absolutely crazy. Now it has high powered water guns, and not just throwing a bit of water on somebody, getting them completely soaked. And when I lived there, I obviously went to the Songkran Festival for the first year and the second year. I missed the third and subsequent years, though, because it just got too much. I usually just stayed in my hotel room for the 3 days the festival is on. I mean, nobody minds a bit of water on them, especially in a hot country like Thailand. But every time you went out, you got completely soaked. And, of course, the traffic is all jammed up, people everywhere, and, of course, excess drinking. If you want to experience a real Songkran festival, go to a small village. In fact, even the femme I was with went out to get something, and she came back completely soaked and angry. She'd been soaked by a Phalang with a high-powered water gun. And I guess she told him it's not his festival, and he doesn't understand any of it. Personally, I think she was just annoyed she got wet. But if you go to the villages, and that is still traditionally done. Of course, it attracts a load of people to Pattaya and Bangkok, all crowded together, which brings out the bad side of the festival. The pickpockets. But even worse, the bag slashers. They just slash their bag with a knife and take whatever comes out. And I guess it was quite bad in Pattaya this year. I myself never had anything stolen or pickpocketed. But I guess people lost phones, iPhones, which aren't cheap, and they hold a lot of data, personal data. That's the problem with people nowadays. Can't be without their phone. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I know a lot of visitors in Thailand wear a rucksack. Be careful, because people behind you can just slit it open with a knife and take the stuff out without you knowing. It seems the art of pickpocketing is dying too. Take it easy, guys.